Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to Daily Inspiration. This is Selty. I will be sharing the Daily Inspiration this week. I'm going to start the week by reading Psalm 5, a beautiful psalm that is encouraging. And I will just share that today without a lot of comment. Just let the Lord speak to us through the words that are written here for us. Psalm 5, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Meditation or a groaning cry. Verse 2, it says, give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. David, I believe, was in the habit. He had a pattern of praying in the morning. Jesus did also. It's a good example for us to let the Lord hear our voice in the morning. Verse 4, for you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In the fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple. Today, let's seek the Lord. Let's seek to come before him with godly reverent fear, to worship him, and to testify of his mercy. David is here testifying of the Lord's mercy. He says, lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. But let all those who rejoice, who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy, because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. Two things go together here in verse 11, and that's trust and joy. Trusting in the Lord brings joy. When we trust him in times of fear and doubt, and we press on in faith, believing in God's word, that what he says is true, that his promises are true, that his ways are right, and we trust him and obey him, it brings joy. And David is praying here that let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. And the last verse, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield. When God puts a shield around us, that's powerful. That's powerful when we trust the Lord and we walk with him. It says that he will bless the righteous and he will surround the righteous with a shield that protects them from harm. We need that today. We also need to prepare our hearts to seek him, that we don't look outside of God's will and seek other things for direction, to give us direction in our lives. Maybe we can share more on that this week if the Lord gives grace. But today, I pray that you be blessed, and the Lord, may the Lord surround you with a shield as you seek him and worship him. Be blessed in Jesus' name.